very much. Dallas clothier Joseph Hager has passed on.
Jay Lombardo, the clothier.
This is the famous clothier who was being bossed around by LBJ.
Yes, that's right.
Where
the very unfortunate comments made by LBJ.
Where the president was talking about his balls and stuff. Can you imagine?
Ball first off, down.
That may be in there if you want to do an LBJ search. The phone conversation between Mr. Hager and LBJ.
We got to do an LBJ segment.
The fact that this guy was talking to the president, and the president was talking to him that way. You know, you mention all the time about you don't want to see your president doing anything, you know, shooting hoops or hanging out with Gus Williams or whatever it is.
Gus Williams.
I've got it if you'd like it. I found it online if you'd like to play.
Okay. Yeah, didn't he like have a... During the NCAA tournament, didn't he play horse with Gus Williams?
I don't think so, but go ahead.
Whatever. Can you imagine, though, just like, I think the president's on the phone, and you grab the phone, and then you start getting bombarded with that? I mean, do you want your president doing that? Yeah.
Well, you know, as long as he's not doing it in a public way, then fine.
He burped on that phone conversation as well.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
It sounds like a hungry hippo eating a marble.
God, what a corn pone president, man. Where'd he go to college? Dallas Teachers Academy? Or Texas Teachers?
Pretty sure he went to Texas State. Yeah, he did. We have a statue there.
Okay, but it wasn't called that. It was called like the Texas Teaching Academy or something weird like that. We have a statue.
He's a grad.
We don't have much.
But we have that.
And the Schlitterbahn.
Let's say...
You got Schlitterbahn.
That's not technically where he is.
Close.
That's like claiming Green
Hall.
Why
don't they change the name of that to Schlitterbahn U?
I'd start giving him a little coin if they did that.
This clip is like almost 5 minutes long, and I don't know where it is in it, so...
We'll do it tomorrow.
All right.
It'll be fun to play. And you know what? The Hager family are... They're big supporters of this show.
They are indeed.
Big time. So we'll eulogize Joseph Hager tomorrow.
And thank you, Life Khakis.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
But, the junior and senior and all of them listen, and so they're friends with the Grubers, big time friends with for those who remember him.
He was here earlier.
We'll do trifecta tomorrow with him, and then we can play the audio.
You should wear your Life Khakis tomorrow to commemorate.
And I have no problem with that. I wear them all the time. Wore them to church yesterday.
Cobra,
what?
Church, huh?
Yeah.
Like you go to church.
Ha! My church can't tell me what to do.
I went to church yesterday. Yes, I did.
It's not going to do any good.
You don't appear to be a changed man for it.
Yeah. You're right.
Just trying to keep the peace at home, aren't you?
Remember,
whatever works.
Friday the 13th is cool.
A wealthy Dallas socialite. Now, look, first off, this is a story that I didn't see over the weekend. Now, again, I didn't open up the old computer over the weekend. I was computer free for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
Then I'll let you bring your laptop to Sunday school.
You know what? Wouldn't it be cool if you could do some stuff, get a little work done during church? That a kick-ass Wi-Fi signal in there?
Do you have Wi-Fi out there?
No, that drunkie.
That becomes a big church bullet point.
Yeah.
We have free Wi-Fi.
Right. Hey, man, you know these mega churches now that they have, like, gift shops and... soda fountains.
They're into merchant stuff.
Yeah.
Starbucks and
pro shops.
Yeah, coffee shops. I mean, seriously, you get your big foam pennant of, you know, I go to...
God is number one.
Right. I go to whatever church.
You got the foam one with the two and then the one, and it says, give Satan the shocker.
Right. They're always trying to scoreboard Satan.
I am seeing that Fellowship Church does have free Wi-Fi.
Is that the big one?
That's the big one. Grapevine.
I play.
I.
God, it just seems so incredibly fake. Everything about it. I'm sorry, everybody who goes out there and has a great time, but it just does not seem right.
Bobby, I want to discuss with you some of your misguided statements about the Fellowship Church.
I'll tell you what, today. I bet that church is a great place to bag women.
Mark that.
And it is.
I'm not kidding.
Have you been? Is that where you used to go?
The quality of butt that runs around there on any Sunday morning.
I used to go there like just for fun, and I'm not even kidding. I live near there. I just go there because it's such a trip.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's the weirdest scene ever. And there is, yes, it's grade A.
Grade A.
Mm-hmm. Top quality.
Just the kind of description that Jesus was looking for when describing your experience at church.
Free Wi-Fi, yes. And grade A.
Yes, free Wi-Fi and grade A ass.
Everything the Bible taught us about what's good.
From someone who's wanting to be paid $10,000 to strip for 24 hours.
Coffee, free Wi-Fi, and grade A ass. All at the Fellowship Church.
On their webpage, it says, enjoy flavored coffees, muffins, and pastries, and free Wi-Fi in the family room atmosphere of the cafe.
And be sure you stop by our merch store.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Get a fitted baseball cap that says God.
God hits cleanup. All right, let's get to this University Park socialite scam. Now, anytime you see a story about a woman and it's in Highland Park or University Park or Preston Hollow, if she doesn't work, because there is no description for these people, and I guess housewife doesn't fit, so it's always socialite. No matter if they're socialites or not, since they live there, they're socialites.
It means you don't work.
Yeah.
No, it means more than that. You may not work, but you also get involved in a lot of those
fundraisers that you have to dress up for.
Big social scenes. Yeah, anything you have to dress up for.
Anything that you're going to end up in Paper City.
Right. These old broads are involved in.
Because they have the free time to do it because they don't have to work.
Right.
Well, what about raising kids? Like, my old broad doesn't work.
That's what nannies are for.
But she is up to her ass in alligators every day. Yeah, and I know it because I'm up to my ass in alligators half the day being home.
It's because these people hire other folks to look after their kids.
Get an au pair.
Get an au pair or a nanny.
You know why when you're there?
You know what happens when famous guys hire nannies and au pairs, don't you?
They boink them.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
It's all part of the game, buddy.
I've just never understood if you're there and you're not working. I understand a little help, you know, getting a nanny in there once a week and give you a free day or whatever. But having them raise your kids, get over yourselves. Here's the deal. I knocked up the housekeeper 13 years ago. And you know what? I'm proud to admit it. Erica Perdue, 41, of University Park, faces several child pornography charges after agents raided her $1.4 million mansion and found a cache of graphic videos, photos, everything, all on her computer. Mm-hmm. They say the images were extremely graphic and showed children, some of them toddlers, having sex with adults. Court documents allege that she collected so much child pornography she had trouble keeping track of it. In early January, undercover agents accessed her computer files through file sharing programs and downloaded multiple graphic videos and photos. Erica Perdue, 41, was using the username Classy Bitch. Seriously.
Yeah.
And she unknowingly shared the images with FBI agents who later tracked down her computer.
Yeah, it hurts to miss that one.
Yeah.
This does not fit the profile of someone that engages in this type of activity at all.
No, it doesn't. It's always men. But I will say the exact same thing about her that we do all the guys. I hope she goes to prison, and I hope that she faces death by whatever broomstick there is. Seriously.
She's what, 41?
Yeah.
Pretty good looking, too.
I know.
Like, highly better than average.
Sure.
For someone in her demo.
You got a pick?
There's a couple online.
Yeah. I don't want to show you. Creeps me out too much. She admitted to the FBI she had been distributing child porn since 1999, so she would have been in her late 20s. This is unbelievable. It says, while her husband was at work as a successful attorney, she told investigators that she was on the computer swapping and collecting child porn. She copped all this. It says she also confessed that she used file-sharing child porn every day. Every day. Her Facebook page depicts a sultry housewife who liked to pose provocatively for pictures. Mm-hmm. In the couple's driveway sits a 2010 Chevy Camaro with vanity license plate, My S-Y-N. Just sin spelled with a Y?
My sin. What was that?
I don't know. It was labeled vomit. Clearly wasn't a vomit sound.
Now, they're calling her house a mansion. Her mansion. But I've seen photos of it. It's just a house. Just a house in Highland Park.
Well, maybe to you it's only a house.
I'm sorry. A mansion is more than 3,500 square feet. Right?
To some. To the 1%, maybe.
No. A mansion is like what Evander Holyfield lived in. Some sprawling, crazy-ass home. But yeah, you're right, Danny, that says... Well, first off, her house is across the street from a playground. But the agents don't believe any of the victims are local. The photos were collected from all over the country. Did you... send a text to our lawyer buddies. Do they know this guy?
I haven't heard anything back.
It doesn't say anything about whether these people have kids of their own. You think
Do I think the dad knew or the husband knew?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been going on a pretty long time.
Could you hide this for 12? And I'm not trying to implicate anyone. We're just sitting here riffing, okay? Just a riff. But could you go on for 13 years, something that have a collection of things that are so vast that you've had trouble keeping up with it?
Look, if the FBI, who's probably been following this person for quite some time and looking at her internet activity and what they have to go through and the affidavits and whatever it takes, warrants to be able to open up her stuff, takes them that long to find it, it seemed to me that the guy would just open up her computer, if he did 5 minutes of looking around, would have no problem finding this stuff.
But what if you had no knowledge of it whatsoever? Why would you ever open up the computer and click on the, you know, NHL hockey folder or whatever she had it hidden under?
And there's also got to be symptoms or signs of something going on
exactly.
in her day-to-day behavior that would lead you to believe that something weird's happening, right?
Boy, unless you're just getting through this thing totally absent.
Which I bet a lot of those guys do.
Oh my God.
Noticed a folder of your wife of NHL hockey.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I might open it up.
Wouldn't you wonder what's going on in there?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure she hit it better than that, though. I'm sure she was probably a master. But,
yeah.
And a lot of these guys, they get the hot young wife, move them to Highland Park, tell them to quit their jobs, you know, beat it up for a couple of years, and they're sick of it. And then they spend the rest of their lives ignoring the bitch. In the meantime, she's bored and is
gets
sick.
Gets off into something like this.
Yeah, sick and twisted and goes off on this. He doesn't want to know. Yeah. He doesn't want to know about her life. He doesn't care.
She broke bad, Cobra. This old gal broke bad.
Can't wait for her to die. Now, what you said, Danny, earlier, according to the FBI, say women don't have hardly any interest in child pornography. They don't see it a lot. But estimates show that the child porn industry, this is mind-blowing, generates $50 billion a year. There are that many freaking sickos out there. I mean, what? $50 billion? Can that be right? $50 billion?
I don't doubt it.
How do you make money off of it?
They sell these photos. You purchase, like, photos, it says. It says individual images can fetch $25 each online. Add that to monthly subscriptions to child porn websites that can charge up to $100 a month. If the FBI knows about these websites, why are they up?
I don't know.
Are they trying
maybe,
to...
Maybe they leave them up to bait
to
people
catch
in.
People?
Yeah.
And they might not be U.S.-based.
Yeah, they might be offshores.
They're just getting the United States users of them.
Yeah, they may not be easily traced.
But, I mean, that stuff's not legal over there, wherever it's coming from.
Who knows? Do we know that?
I think that's pretty much of a universal thing, right? I mean, we're not the only country that thinks child pornography is bad.
Child pornography can be anybody filmed on camera having sex that's under the age of 18.
Yeah.
So if the age of consent in, say, I don't know, Thailand or something like that is 14,
yeah,
it's okay over there, but if you get it over here, it's illegal.
This slut, she... I mean, you're talking about toddlers and infants.
I can't imagine that being legal anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, and if this woman was a socialite, I guarantee you she was the biggest... That there's not one person on her street that didn't think that she was a hardcore rockin' bitch. I guarantee you.
You don't think she was very well-liked?
No, absolutely not. There's no way. And you just wonder, man, did she have kids? I can't believe it's not in the story. I'm seeing nothing about family or anything. Wow, shocking, though. Erica Perdue. Well,
good luck, Erica.
Rot in freaking hell. Hopefully soon. Did you see a photo of her?
No.
Here, look. It's that one up top.
Wow.
Yep. Sick.
Good times indeed. What an uplifting story.
Sorry.
Way to
Sorry
start
about
the
that.
Week, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I know.
You know, if this were Thursday, maybe then.
I know.
It's a little too soon in the week for this, don't you think? We look to you to prop us up for the rest of this
thing. Sorry.
Why do you always have to do stories like this?
Hey, Ty, where was that story that you sent me about, or you posted on Twitter from the news, the lady saying that the game was a tie?
Oh, yeah, it was like Deadspin or something.
But we don't know where this woman's based in?
It was in Maine.
Oh, in Maine? Oh, my God. In Maine? Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, she said the Celtics Heat game was concluded as a tie.
Have you heard the audio?
No.
Let's play that next.